سوف يعلمون أن نحن المسلمون قادمون نرفع الرايات سوف يعلمون أن نحن المسلمون قادمون تشهد الأيام عنا والسنون فاسألوا الأكوان عنا من نكون.
The Free State Department of Health has launched a much-needed clinic in the remote town of Tumahole in Parais. The department, in partnership with the Islamic Medical Association, has brought a, and I quote, a true ray of sunshine into the community. Now, what was described as one of the poorest of the poor communities in South Africa, where people used to walk long distances to access healthcare, is a case no more. I spoke to the head of the Department of Health in the Free State, Dr. David Motau.
Thanks to the IMA, which is the Islamic Medical Association, who are going to be working in collaboration with the Department of Health in making sure that this clinic becomes a reality. And I can't express my joy and gratitude to the leaders of the IMA, who have worked tirelessly with us as a department in making, from the minute that the Premier announced that he would like them to come on board with us to work with the Department of Health. And guess what? This comes at nothing. So they are not charging us anything to do that with us. But I can't really express my excitement.
From the smiles to the laughter, the atmosphere surrounding us was nothing less than jubilant. Volunteers turned out in the numbers to support the different organizations who have pitched in to make this initiative and uplifting event possible. This is a brief background as to how a clinic is developed from start to finish. Just a brief background on how this came about. I mean, getting the land for it. When you guys decided that, you know, this will be the place for the clinic, the steps that were taken in order to develop what we're looking at today.
Look, normally when you decide on putting a health facility or any other facility for that matter in a province or in any other province, you have to have a project plan across the province. We normally use what we call a model where we are able to determine as to which areas are in need of health facilities. And in our case, the model that we're using is the service transformation plan, where this plan would tell you exactly where you are in need in conjunction with the growth of the community. So it for a clinic. And a need for a clinic would then mean that all other departments would have to come on board. There is a school, so there has to be other government departments that are involved in as far as making sure that sports has to be around here. So you'd have seen that not far from here we have a sports center that is going to be opened. There's also a stadium that you would have seen on your way here that has been opened. That is the responsibility of the Department of Sports, Arts, Culture and Recreation to go back to the municipality and say we need to put a clinic there. And the municipality will then have to give us a site that they will approve with services. That is why I said other departments now would have to come on board. A clinic, once we've approved and appointed a suitable contractor to do that, then we'll build a clinic that is going to encompass a service package that will be fit or that will suit the community that you're going to build that clinic at. Now, if you look at this clinic in particular, we're going to be rendering, the service package is going to be such that it's all services, ranging from your communicable and non-communicable diseases. By that I mean your HIV and AIDS and TB, which is communicable diseases, and other communicable diseases. And then your non-communicable diseases would then be your hypertension, diabetes, and etc. And then from there, we will. So in this clinic, we'll also be catering for maternity services.
The Radio Islam team made their way to the isolated town of Tumahole to show our support in promoting to better health. We had our two newly launched mobile clinics on site in partnership with the Islamic Medical Association and the Jamiatul Ulema of South Africa. Our team assisted and counseled people from the community with regards to HIV and AIDS and the way forward for those that are affected or even infected by this disease. We believe that learning about local culture through service is paramount in bridging the listener to the community. Now, participating in a mobile clinic service trip is one of many ways to gain a perspective on and learn about inequalities in local health, something many volunteers were exposed to for the first time in their lives. Not many past participants have pointed to the mobile clinic experience as a critical moment that inspired them to engage in further community volunteer work, pursue a career in health, or even make a lifelong commitment to the service. Free State Premier Ace Magashule made his way into the area to a reception of ululations and huge cheers, addressing the community on the importance of health and the benefits of having a clinic on their doorstep.
It's an important aspect. That's why government has identified health and education as priorities for the country, because we need to live a healthy lifestyle, we need to live long, and we need to ensure, and I think this facility, with time, it will be a 24-hour facility. Can see that our people, especially the poor, want to do some of the things, and you can realize that because of global economic meltdown, unemployment, you can see a lot of people who are here are eager to know their status, they are eager to know their health, and it is always motivating and encouraging to see even the Islamic Medical Association working with us and working for the poor in South Africa. It's such a wonderful thing, and in fact it is electrifying. And it's motivating and inspiring us as leadership.
Magashule says this project will be a pilot to the launch of many more clinics in the province.
In fact, we have about nine clinics of this type in the province. From here, working together with the Islamic Medical Association, we intend going to a town called Fijonskroon, because the Islamic Medical Association is closer to our towns here. It's working in Gauteng. We want to make sure that we pilot, and they are going to try and also manage this clinic on our behalf, because we think the private sector and the NGOs and communities can run things better than government. And if we succeed, we'll hand over some of the clinics to them. The clinics in Sasol, the clinics in Paris, the clinics in Fijonskroon. So we are looking forward to a very close working relationship. Volunteers who are doctors, medical doctors and health practitioners, specialists, we are very, very much appreciative. For them to spend their time, their day away from their families on a Sunday when people are resting, I think it's wonderful for them.
He adds that the project will be a precursor to increased employment in the province, especially in poverty. Stricken areas.
I'm very happy because that's what we are doing. As the Free State government, since 2009, we trained a lot of nurses. We worked with Netcare. Originally, they took 54 of our nurses. By now, they've all completed. They are professional nurses, auxiliary nurses. They are there. They've qualified. In Cuba, presently, there are plus minus 201 medical doctors who are studying since 2009. It means very soon they'll be completing, and they are passing. They are doing well. They are there also in Turkey. We have a lot of about 9 students we have taken to India for pharmacy. We have trained pharmacists in this. The Cuban doctors have sent 27, and the next month 38 is coming. So we have more Cuban doctors coming to the province, and we'll be spreading them to smaller communities. They won't just work at hospitals. We'll also spread them to our local clinics because they focus in Cuba on primary healthcare, and the clinics is a solution for our medical challenges.
Now, MEC for Health in the Free State, Dr. Benny Molokwane, says moving forward, the development of this clinic will uplift social development in a big way.
Particularly even with the partnerships that the Department of Health now has with the Islamic Medical Association, this is going to influence and impact the community in a very, very big way. And moving forward, I think with partners like Islamic Medical Association, if very many other associations like this one in the other provinces could do exactly the same, I tell you, we would greatly improve the welfare of our communities in general.
This was a small message from the MEC himself.
As one people, one nation, we need to always ensure that with the power vested within us, as given to us by the Almighty, the Most Merciful, we have to continuously change, strive to change and improve the lives of people, and strive to ensure that their hope, even if sometimes may appear that they lose it, we have to keep on giving hope at all times and deriving the power to continuously doing so from the Almighty and the Most Merciful. We must hold hands and climb onto that calling that He has made upon us.
Now, a delegate from the Free State Department of Health has expressed their deepest gratitude to the Islamic Medical Association and its leaders who have initiated the newly launched Mandela Clinic in the town of Tumahole. They have also thanked the community, quoted as saying, "Good things come to those who wait," and have thanked them for their patience. The Radio Islam team and members from the Radio Islam Mobile Clinic are honored to have lended a helping hand to those who are in dire need of medical assistance. Whether in South Africa or the rural mountains of Ecuador, service must begin by listening to the people we are serving. A small lesson we can take out of this humanitarian gesture is that only once you look outside the box of your comfort do you see the real situation our people of South Africa are going through. It's time we opened our eyes, ears and hearts to recognize those who are in need of our help. Mohammed Amin reporting for Radio Islam News.